This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, people did not like that caller. This well, guy's a DB, reads the ticket text. Screw this guy.
Well, he was basically, not basically, he was having other Lions fans subsidizing his front row addiction.
And even said, I'll be there again next year.
Yeah. Yeah, which is great. We'll take all fans. Glad you're a fan. I mean, and it, I will say this. Buying tickets as a 16-year-old probably have, he said mom and dad sounded like, or an adult had to do it, and then he had transferred into his name when he was 18. Love the fact that we've got Lions fans like that. And there's many, many stories, but you can't be running a game on your own fan base.
Because that's who real. That's a great way of phrasing it, because everyone makes this out to be him versus the team.
Right.
It's him extorting you, the fan who's going to the game and now paying his prices so he can move up to the front row. So I get why the Lions are cracking down on that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But we brought this up because he and another fan, we've had several stories, people talking about their season tickets being revoked. Let's get to the phones, 248-539-9797. We are going to talk Pistons this hour and Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Petzl to the Free Press giving us the latest. He's been in Lakeland since the Super Bowl. He's been working the beat. So thoughts on all the big storylines with the Tigers. But first, Dean in Milford.
Oh, here we go.
Mean Dean. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's, I don't know. I got to take this guy's side. When he was buying the tickets, they sucked. And he said that that was their selling point. Why don't you go ahead and buy 8 tickets, and then you can sell the other ones, and, you know, you worry about it. So what the Lions were doing when they sucked is going, hey, let's get rid of these as quickly as possible so that we can make our money up front and then leave the burden of filling the stadium to this guy and people like this guy. But now that it's no longer a burden and it's a money opportunity, the Lions are going to say, no, let us do it, and we're going to take it from you. That's kind of a bitch move, man. Like, I'm on this guy's side. I thought he was a D-bag to begin with, but after hearing that, like, that, no, dude, screw you. And he's not screwing Lions fans, because if he's right and it goes back to brokers, it's going to cost him even more money. So if he's not doing it, someone else is. So he's not doing anything wrong. The Lions just want their piece. That's literally all that is. And I don't think that there's anyone that can logically deny that scenario. It has nothing to do with fandom and everything to do with money.
Look, I think the Lions should give him the chance to buy seats for the upcoming season and sit in the seats and watch the games from those seats. It's clear that's not what he wanted to do, which I think is the issue. Dean, I'll agree with you.
Well, he said that if they actually called back and had a conversation with him, and you even offer him, fine, you don't get your eight seats that were, but the, and he said, that's fine, I take it.
Right.
And based on the way that he's talking and how long he's been doing this, I'm going to go ahead and say the kid's probably not poor.
Well, again, he's willing to pay out of pocket to get to the front row one way or another. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to dispute that the guy's got some extra cash lying around. Look, I don't want brokers may be the problem in all of this because they aren't the team and they aren't the fan. And yet they're making sure they're getting their cut. They're skimming. If he wants to shine a light on that, cool with that. Cool with shining a light on that. But I don't think the team has to allow him to run this scheme.
It would be interesting to know from the team's perspective of the, let's say, 65,000 tickets that are available for every home game, how many are sold to season ticket holders? And of those, like, if let's just say there's 40,000 season ticket holders. If that's the number last year, is that still the number this year that are going to season ticket holders? Yeah. Legitimate, you and me and every other fan that wants season tickets, not just a ticket broker, or has that number been lowered to 35?
Here's the other thing, and I don't, just speaking on what we've heard today, if the Lions were encouraging him to buy extra tickets when they were bad, they should have communicated to him and others, don't do this anymore, right? Like kind of a warning to people who had been to, hey, we know we told you this was okay before. You're going to need to stop. Here's a warning. We don't want to kick you out of the stadium. Right.
Oh, like the point of emphasis that the officials put on holding or, you know, roughing the quarterback every single season. It's in our user agreement, but
nobody reads it, though.
We want to make sure that you are aware this is something we are going to emphasize moving forward.
So the extremes that people are going to do this, like that guy that called in and was in the story, like that's why maybe people are traveling to more games. I mean, with the spike like in the cost and just you can't get your hands on tickets. Well, you don't have, and if you do, you're paying 300 plus minimum for a home game versus, hey, the second the road schedule comes out, let's book a trip for get tickets and a hotel for $1,500 for
it might have been cheaper to go see the Lions play in Indianapolis, including travel, hotel room and tickets, than it would be to get the same number of tickets for a Lions game here.
Right.
Ticket Texter says, all this cracking down will put tickets in the hands of a real fan. I can understand selling one or two, but all, that's the issue, Tony, in Warren.
And it might have been, I mean, eight is a lot of season tickets. It doesn't sound like he's got eight family members.
No.
You know, he didn't sound like a dad of six.
Some of the nicknames, by the way, for you, that kind of got lost in all the shuffle here. I have pages of these. I should sift through some of them. This one says, sausage finger. Again, in the world where Michael Strahan becomes the next James Bond, John Jansen has volunteered to be one of the early villains.
Do these look like sausage fingers?
Kind of. Walleye whacker. The ultimate package.
Yeah, we did confirm that I do have the ultimate package.
Sticky finger. Sweet tooth.
Sounds a little sissified. If you're going to be a villain, you got to be better than the sweet tooth.
How about half ring?
Half ring.
He's been raging.
He's got the villain laugh.
He's been raging since 97 in the injustice.
Yeah. I got a full ring that'll leave a full ring mark on your forehead.
Talking to me or Strahan?
Both of you.
Let's get to Mike and Macomb. Mike, good morning. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Good. Just calling in regards to the Lions season tickets. I've been a season ticket holder myself for over 30 years. You know, got them at the age of 20, going to be 50 this year, back in the Silver Dome. And like Paul had said earlier, exactly, buy more tickets when they're bad, and then when they're good, and you try to sell them, it's a slap on the wrist or they revoke your tickets. Now, I've even called to inquire about what the cutoff would be for selling or transferring tickets. And my season ticket rep has basically said there is no plateau. There is no line. It's just what they really want to do to a fan. And I've sat behind Paul, several times, and he's one of the biggest you know, fans that there are out there. You know, I mean, living in Philly, coming home, and I'm kind of in the same boat now. I've got four seats, and I now have two kids that are in college, and it's a little harder to get them home for all the games and stuff like that. So I sell a couple here and there, you know, plus the fact that they've raised my season ticket prices 40%.
Yep.
Over the last 2 years, twice now. I mean, I went from paying $4,000 to $6,000 to almost $9,000.
And Mike, we've talked about that. I don't think there's anything wrong with selling one or two to try to break even. It's I think they really just want to crack down on people who are flipping 8-9 games and just running
with
a business.
With 8 tickets.
Yeah, running a business underneath the Lions' roof here. I understand that level of crackdown. If they were going at you because you sold one or two, then I would think that's too much.
Also, was there a warning? Not that they needed to,
but it would have been a nice touch for people who'd been season ticket holders forever. A couple more nicknames: Beef Wellington, Bootlicker, Bacon Lard.
Bacon Lard.
It's 97.1.
Hey, don't let the cold creep in. If you need your furnace service today, do what I did. Call the experts at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They've got all the best equipment, the best prices, and they offer same-day service. So if you need something today, they're right there for you. Plus, there's that 5-year warranty on the work that they do, so you know you're covered. Save a bundle with their winter bundle. Up to $1,500 in savings when you buy a new furnace, AC, and generator. Call for details, or you can visit them online at mastercraftheating.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We'll talk to Evan Petzold coming up at 9:35. Covers the Tigers for the Free Press. He's down in Lakeland. He's been down there since the Super Bowl. Get the perspective on all the big storylines as we get closer to Tiger baseball. Pistons won last night. If you stayed up late, you watched them really pour it on.
Mm-hmm.
They locked up on defense. They're running in transition. They're throwing no-look alley-oops. The Showtime Pistons. And they're doing to Utah what teams used to do to the Pistons.
It's beautiful.
It's awesome. Lauri Markkanen did not play for Utah. he's a guy to circle for the offseason, is he not? That's a bad situation. He's a stretch four. He shoots the three, shooting, complimenting this young team.
Mm-hmm.
All-star to pair with Cade Cunningham, right? That's a name I would keep an eye on.
It makes all the sense in the world.
The name we brought up a little bit yesterday is Devin Booker, long shot as it may be. If Phoenix blows this up, Devin's from here. You know, Book's got roots here where he'll show up to Lions games in the starter jacket, or he'll go to a Red Wing game, or, you know, we've seen him at Tiger games. If a star was ever going to leverage to come to Detroit, it would be him. These are interesting conversations that the Pistons unlock by being a playoff team. Maybe they win a playoff series, create some buzz. But I noticed something yesterday following the show.
Mm-hmm.
I stumbled into a fight with Pistons Twitter.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, I know you like a fight on social media.
You know, me arguing with people.
Yes.
I feel like Jaden Ivey is more trade chip than building block. And I think that's where the fight centered. Let me be clear. That's not me saying I want to run Jaden Ivey out of Detroit. But if we're looking at this logically, you got to give to get. If they're going to look to upgrade this team and add an all-star opposite Cade, I think we like Asar Thompson and Jalen Duren, guys that are playing, that are young, that are a part of this. Ivy's injured. He's not playing. You got to give to get. Isn't he the most expendable of this young nucleus?
Of the top-end talent, yes.
Yeah.
And like you. I think it could be both. He could be a building block.
Sure.
He could also be a trade chip, because I don't want to see Cade moved. I don't want to see Jalen Duren moved. I don't want to see Asar Thompson moved. Like, these are guys that are young, that are paying off, they are developing, they're good players that you want to add to. You want to complement. You don't want to take away. And now, like you said, you have to give to get. So what are the guys that would have value that you'd be willing to give up? And I think Jaden Ivey falls into that category.
There are Pistons fans that want to keep everybody. All the young players, all of them will develop. You're going to have a roster full of all-stars. I tend to think that that's foolish. And you have to be willing to give to get. You want to keep Jaden Ivey because you saw some flashes before the injury. He was shooting the three. He's explosive. You think that is the athlete that wins in the NBA? Great. Are you trading Asar Thompson or Jalen Duren? This idea that everybody's untouchable for a team that's not at the NBA title contention is silly to me.
Well, and development, you know, comes in a lot of different, you know, forms. And part of that roster development, not just individual player development, needs to be, you do need role players. But you also have to be willing to give up some, because you can't continually just, if you're not going to win the lottery, and they did, right, with mm-hmm. Cade, but you're not going to win it every year. And you've got to find ways to add all-star players, superstar players to your roster to eventually be a contender for an NBA championship. Not just an Eastern Conference, not just the six or the seven seed into the playoffs, but you need to be able to move forward so that you're a contender to win a championship.
When the Pistons beat the Celtics last week, they became a national story. They're one of the good stories in the NBA this year. It was PTI that opened up talking about, are they contenders or not? And Wilbon and Kornheiser were super complimentary of the Pistons, the story, the improvement, the winning, but both said they're not contenders. Mm-hmm. And I think we all agree they're not NBA contenders. So then who are your big three? Cade is the one, mm-hmm. right? He's the star, superstar, the centerpiece. Who's the two and who's the three? And those are questions right now. I think Asar Thompson realistically could end up in there. Is Beasley a three? I don't know that they have a two. And I think that's where the conversations will shift if they keep winning, is do you have a nice group of chips? Is Ivy more trade chip or building block? Right now, I would say he's more trade chip because he's not playing and because all these other guys are.
Well, if you're going to trade for a Devin Booker, it's going to need a hell of a lot more than just a Jaden Ivey.
Oh, yeah.
He's good.
It probably would have to be Ivey, several firsts. You're going to need matching salary. Yep. So Tobias as an expiring. I mean, that's the kind of thing you'd have to do.
Yeah, they don't have first round picks, I think, the next 4 years, the Suns. So they would want capital.
Yep.
They lost all that in the Durant deal.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a chance to get Devin Booker and put him with Cade, I don't care what you give up. All I would avoid is including both Duren and Thompson. You're keeping one of them.
Sure.
But I think the fact that they would want at least three first rounders, lowers that bar to, like you said, Ivy and a big contract.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Holland. I wouldn't want to lose him. I like his potential, but you got to give to get. I mean, you put Devin Booker on this team with Thompson or Durant or both here, they might become the favorite in the East.
Oh, I don't think there's any question that they could be. Now, how well do they match up with Cleveland?
Right.
I would like them ahead of Cleveland. I don't know about Boston yet. I don't know if they – because you don't know what the trade looks like, so what's the depth?
What's left?
Yeah. You can't just have – we have learned in this. Like, you can't just have three guys and right. not have anything else.
That's why you need all of those complementary role pieces.
248-539-9797. We'll get to Evan Petzold talking Tigers, but first, Heather with the news.
You guys, a man was robbed at gunpoint in Warren while trying to meet somebody he met on a dating app. Mm. So this guy thought that he was going to go meet this woman that he met through an app. And, he was instructed to go to this specific location, a home, meet her at her house, I'm guessing. Oh. And when he got there, she had told him, hey, give me a call when you arrive. Did that. And she said, okay, come on in. You stay here in this room. I'm going to go use the bathroom for a minute.
So he actually met this
Yeah.
individual.
So he yeah. went to the house, was waiting for her in the bedroom. And when the door opened, it wasn't her. It was several guys with guns, robbed him, demanded all of his personal items. I'm guessing wallet, phone, things like that. And then took off. Well, he was able to
probably
get
lucky
out.
All that happened was he got robbed.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think he might have got yes, exactly. Anyway, he was able to jump out of a window, call 911. So he must have had his phone. They must have just wanted his wallet and cash because he was able to call 911. Thankfully, police were able to get to the scene. Well, they weren't at that home anymore, but they did capture or took into custody four people, three men, one woman, which could have been the one he met online. Ooh, yikes. There's still no word how Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy died, right? So there's so much speculation going around, and somebody posted a theory online, and that somebody is Dr. Michael Batten. He's apparently a world-famous forensic pathologist, and he's not working on the case, but he's seen all the reports.
Yeah, Punchki's on the mind.
I do,
you?
Yeah, yes. And he's got a theory of how it might have went down. So given the evidence from Hackman's pacemaker, this scientist says that he may have suffered a cardiac arrest and collapsed there in that mudroom, right? And he believes that Betsy might have ran to the bathroom to go get his blood pressure medication. Perhaps he knows more than we do, and that's what was the pills that were scattered around had been. And that's when she either fell herself or had a cardiac arrest or event of her own. And he says that she could have had an injury to her head. While there was no reports of any blunt force trauma, it could have been some internal bleeding, some internal injuries that we don't know about. And he says, as for the dog, things I didn't know, he says it was crated.
Oh.
And being in the crate for 9 days,
no food,
no water, could have possibly died from dehydration. I didn't hear that the dog was crated.
I didn't either.
That's the first time I'm hearing that. So
I thought it was initially reported that it was in the closet.
It was. So
maybe the crate was in the closet.
Yeah. And his theory then would explain why Betsy didn't call 911, because she thought, okay, the first thing I better do is go get his medication. And then when she collapsed herself. Anyway, just one theory from one person, but gosh, it's just...
Yeah. You would have thought too, and the assumption is somebody of his means would have had a pacemaker that could have been monitored remotely.
Right.
So if something happened, somebody would have been notified, the hospital, the doctor, whatever it was, and they would have sent help.
But clearly he didn't.
Right.
Because that stopped working, they say, 9 days prior to finding him. Man. Yeah. Listen to this story. A recent soccer match in Germany was postponed after the referee suffered some debilitating pain. Yeah, so apparently this ref was conducting his pregame routine that he always does, checking IDs and whatnot, when a small child, who he says was actually on the field doing gymnastics, gave him a sharp bite on his left testicle. What? Little child just runs up to him and bites him in the crotch. Crazy. The injury, he says, was so painful that he buckled over and he was unable to perform his scheduled duties. So the game will take place or has already taken place at another time. Things you don't expect to happen.
No,
at
don't.
Work, right? Crazy. Dolly Parton's husband and best friend for 60 years, Carl Dean, passed away in Nashville yesterday, 82 years old. She did release a statement saying, "Carl and I spent many wonderful years together. Words can't do justice to the love we shared for over 60 years. Thank you for your prayers and sympathy." They met when she was 18 years old, got married 2 years later, and have been together ever since. That was in 1964.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yep. Finally, the guy who won Shakira's purple Lamborghini says it's been a nightmare to own. I didn't even realize this was a thing, but in December, this big Shakira fan was so excited because he was chosen as the winner of this contest where he would be given her custom-made purple Lamborghini. And there was a lot that came with it. Not only did he get the Lamborghini, she paid to ship it to him, and she gifted him $90,000.
So to pay for the insurance.
Register, insure, and maintain the SUV. And he says, well, this was awesome, right? It's been great, until he suddenly realized that actually maintaining it beyond that was very, very expensive. He says it's costing him over $2,000 a month in insurance. Spends $70 every time he has to fill it up every 2 days. So now he's thinking about selling it, which could make him about $800,000. So
he'll be okay. Yeah, it's not all bad.
He'll be all right.
Heather,
nightmare.
With the news. Next, Evan Petzold from the Free Press. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you're conscious about being in pictures, maybe you don't like how you look or how you feel, Ideal You is there to help. You could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days. It works. It works fast. I lost 50 in those 40 days, and I got to eat real whole foods. And if you're like me, where you just you felt just not right being in some of those pictures, you didn't like how they came out, and you told people, hey, delete that picture. You could look good again. You could feel good about yourself. Book today, and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. And that body composition analysis will open your eyes. You got to know where you're going to start. It'll tell you how much fat mass you have, bone mass, muscle mass, everything. Book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us. IdealU is different than other weight loss companies. As I mentioned, it works, and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy being in those pictures again, especially with summer right around the corner. Book your free consultation right now at idealu.us to get your body composition analysis. Again, that's $150 value, absolutely free.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets.
The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.